You know, I think honestly that we for people who are unvaccinated, we're going to see even more cases coming than we've already seen. What we do know about the Delta variant is that it is highly transmissible. We also know that the people who contract it are both younger and get much sicker. One concern we have right now is that how quickly cases ramped up and how quickly hospitals filled up. Last year it took months to build up to this point. This year it happened with the Delta variant happened in a couple of weeks. So we don't really see anything that gives us the impression things are slowing down. I think quite the contrary. We should all be very vigilant, and certainly anyone out there who's not yet been vaccinated, certainly encourage those folks to do so. We do know the younger folks are being hit very hard with this virus, this particular strain, and this now would be the good time. If you've been waiting, now would be a good time to act.
We also talked about a fear with the Delta variant.
One of the concerns with the Delta variant is that it is not only more transmissible, but it's also is making those who contract it much sicker. And we've seen folks, a more significant portion of people who are being hospitalized with the COVID-19. In fact, local hospitals are reporting that they are at or near capacity. That includes both West Plains as well as Springfield hospitals. So, this impacts all of us. And if there is a shortage of health care or shortage of emergency room beds due to COVID-19, other health care issues are also a concern. If someone has a stroke or a heart attack and they're rushed to the hospital, what happens if that hospital is full and is having a hard time seeing their other types of patients? So, the concern is for more than one front, and people need to think about the implications of allowing this virus to continue to spread.